Hey guys, welcome back to Be So For Real podcast.
Be So For Real.
I'm Angel.
I'm Ari.
And I'm Dana.
What's up, girl?
How you doing, Dun-Dun? We miss you, girl.
Every time I see you, you just look more and more like radiant. Like life ain't been beating you up.
Amen. Fight back.
Amen.
Like she's been winning.
Well, today, guys, we're gonna be talking about how to mind your business because a lot of people don't know how to do that, including myself. I'm working on it. It's cool.
That's good. Oh wow, that's good accountability, right?
That's a big thing to know. That you know,
I feel like it just comes down to levels. Oh my bad, it was a delay. What'd you say?
I said that's a good thing to know, like a good revelation to have about yourself that you like nosy and whatnot.
Yeah, I got it bad, y'all. But the thing is, I be kind of hypocritical because I hate when people be in my business. Like, real quick. So, like a Sunday or two ago at church, so me and, you know, my little sister was having a little bit of a row, pal. Y'all know the story. We was having a little row, pal. She was arguing with me. I told her to give me her phone because she was texting church. And we go out in the lobby because I was arguing with her in the middle of praise and worship. And this lady gonna walk up to us. And mind you, not even like an introduction. She literally walks up. No personal space goes. And to my little sister, Julia, she goes, "Everything all right over here?" And then she's looking at me. She's all in her face like this. She's like, "Everything all right over here? Let's be calm, you know. Let's just love each other." And she had the audacity to say, basically, she called me a baby, a spiritual baby. She's talking about some, everybody's in their different levels with Christ. And I said, what's that supposed to mean? I'm sorry, I'm getting myself heated. But the point is, the lady didn't know how to mind her business. So in that type of situation, when you see somebody, because me and Juliet we was arguing, okay? She's 13. We was arguing because she wouldn't give me the phone. And so in those type of situations, if you see somebody arguing, and she asked me, she said, "Are you sister, mom?" And if I was mom, sister, whatever, if let's say I was her mama, why would you come up and try to be her second mom? I don't know you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's rude. So in those situations, if you saw somebody, if you saw me and Juliet, would y'all argue? Oh, not, sorry. Okay. Would y'all like come up to us, or would you like go, "Let me mind my business"?
For me personally, I've seen a lot of different altercations, conversations, materializations. I ain't never got into it, but I do know.
Girl,
what happened.
What?
I'm just saying, but I do know what happened.
You're just making up words.
There's a boundary, and there's boundaries, and there's waves of nosiness and waves in the business. I might be in your business and be telling my homegirls when I get home, but I'm not about to get in the business unless you invite me in the business. And then I'm one of those people where you can invite me in the business, and then once I start finding out the details, like, "Oh, this over a phone? Oh, yeah. Tap me back out. Like, oh, no, you know, but like to get out of my way, get out of my own praise and worship and step out. And it wasn't like I was literally led. Like, I'm so, y'all talking about, you know, them unctions. Like, I was led to come out here. I don't know why I came out in the hallway type of vibes. But if it's just me being nosy and I see them, I'd have been like, "They're not disrupting church. This ain't got nothing to do with me." But I would have walked by a couple times. Like, I would have been like,
around.
Because I myself am a nosy person as well. But I do know how to mind my business. And I think that's a difference. Like, it's mind your business.
Sure.
Where you include yourself. You get overly involved. And then there's being nosy, where you're just like, "Wait, what happened? They do what? Oh, my God.
You instigating.
You know what I'm saying?" Yeah. And then it's like, not minding your business. Like, "Well, Rachel, I think you should..." Just like tell, like, it's just a difference, and it really, like, it's just boundaries to it.
Interesting.
I think honestly, I would have came at it in a whole different way, because why did you care that she had her phone?
Because she was texting. Wait. This ain't got nothing to do with the lady walking up, okay?
But it do, because y'all was out there because you cared about her being on her phone in church. She 13. Of course she gonna be texted. You know what I mean?
This is not what this is about.
Yes, it is.
No, the thing
It
was,
is. It's about minding
no,
your
but the thing was,
business.
I told her the first time, I had told her multiple times already, and in previous services, this wasn't just this service.
Yes, but
Every
why did you
service,
care?
because I, because you're supposed to be paying, we in church. You're supposed to be praising, you're supposed to be listening.
Okay, so from that angle, what was you doing at 13 in church?
I didn't have a phone at 13 in
Okay, if
church.
you did have a phone, it's I think what she like what she's trying to say is like it's as sister and you go in and you tell her it's like that and this is something I told her. I said you end up messing up your whole experience with church that day. And
Yes.
she's like, no, I didn't.
Yes.
What songs was they
Yes, you
singing?
did.
What did the word talk about? She was sitting there mad in service, wanting to strangle this little
Yes.
girl.
Exactly.
And you
So I need to
exactly.
mind my business, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to mind your business and you should have came home and told on her. Because how long was she
Precisely.
grounded for? 4 days.
She was grounded for two. She got her phone back on Tuesday and Wednesday.
It was at the beach on Friday. It's
That
just
is none
like
of your
a.
business. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
but
That is
I've
none
come
of
to
your
the
business.
conclusion. Y'all say it all the time. I ain't got no kids, okay? So I'm gonna let it go and I'm gonna leave it alone.
Precisely.
Yes, like
Precisely.
ma'am. And Juliet, she knew who to try with because that little girl, they would have me or her on the altar that day. I tell you that. I tell you that. That little girl would have been in that car until I got out of church. Like, and get kidnapped. Get the police here if you want to. Get me in trouble if you want to. Right when I get out, I'm gonna strangle you and slide you down this whole city.
I'm screaming, man. But what that does is it begs the question of how do you know when it's your business? Because just because you're that person came with you, or just because you know them, does it make it your business? Because in my mind, your sister, you're not mom. Yes, she was with you, so she was your responsibility, but she wasn't, you're not responsible for her. Does that make sense?
But then, like,
So
as a
the question
sister,
is,
sorry.
how do you know?
How do you know?
Yeah, because she's trying to plead her case. That's why she's not listening.
No, no, but I was no, I was. It's with the Yana, shut up, bro. Leave me alone. I'm just trying to explain it.
Dang.
It didn't hurt, did it? Sorry. I ain't had my feet done in 2 weeks. Leave me alone. I accidentally bumped her leg with my foot.
Hey,
She's talking about something that's rough.
I was trying not to like put it on the world.
It's out there anyway. It's fine. It's fine.
How do you know? Oh, go ahead.
But I was saying, like, so with the question I believe you was asking was, how do you know
If it's
if
your
it's your
business.
business? My counter question is,
Harry, shut up.
You can't counter. You
Well,
cannot do
counter
that.
question. Answer a
Answer the
question.
question. Then say
Answer
my question.
the
She wants to say
question.
her question so bad. Answer
So
the
bad.
question.
Okay. She's not trying to hear nothing.
Well, I guess. Well, okay. What comes to mind is, Papa Lo said he said, "You is you can get in something. You don't have the jurisdiction to give your opinion or get in something unless they give it to you." So if you invite me and you say, you know, like you tell me about something, you're like, you know, what do you think or whatever, you gave me jurisdiction to be able to be in the business, to give my opinion and stuff. So I guess that's when people give you permission. But then that's where my question goes as a sister in that moment, as her being my responsibility at that moment, like, you know, like how do I know if it's my business to, what's it called? Does that make sense? If it's my business to say, hey, put away your phone because we're in church.
Well, I think one, it comes down to a respect thing. You saying, hey, put your phone down, you know, we're in church. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just be respectful. Like, you know, I think your point is a very good point, but I think it just comes down to the moment that she stopped listening, it was no need to keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and put your phone down. Come out here, Julia. Come out here. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it was no need to do all that because the moment that little girl didn't listen the first time, you should have just took no and go. Because I want them people, I'm gonna go. Gotcha. All right. You got something for me. Wait a second. I'm gonna keep it going. And I think, as you said, how do you know if it's your business or not? I agree with the, you know, when people invite you in, because again, you could be having a whole thing in front of me. If y'all don't include me in it, I'm not going to get into it, unless it comes to a place where, and I can't say all the time, depending on the person and who they mean to me, I might come in a sense of like defending, or just like a, can I just say something? Cause there'll be conversations between, let's say, mom and Angel, and it'll just be like about anything. And I may jump in and I wasn't invited in the conversation, but I'm just like, did y'all ever think about like taking it and you hauling it down the street? And they'll go, oh, okay, that makes sense. I never thought about that, you know? And then I exit myself out. And then there's the conversations that's just like, you'll sit there and be like, yeah, you're wrong. You're just sitting there like, And my face may be really into it. And so then at that point, end up just inviting me in. People go, what? Why you look like that? Who, me? Well, y'all want my opinion? I personally think he cheating on you, sis. Real bad. Like, real, real, real bad. And you just sitting over there looking like Boo-Boo the Fool. But it's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's circus season.
It's what?
Circus season.
What's circus season?
All the circuses are out. Circus season. Like,
right? Really? Like, real circuses? Or is that, like, a metaphor?
In the context, it sounds real like
real circuses. Like, this is literally circus season. Like, it's obviously a metaphor, because if I say it in wintertime and it's not circus season, it's still circus season.
Yeah, but it could... Okay, I get it.
But if somebody's acting like a clown, it just matches up.
That's what I'm saying. Was it a metaphor in that moment? Well, now I know you were talking about real circuses, but it just sounded like it was a metaphor. So.
Beta? Y'all are hilarious, actually. I think... Y'all are actually hilarious. Like, it's not a metaphor. Like, it's a real metaphor. But I think, yes, that was a good papaloquo. And you know, I love me a good papaloquo. However, I do think you're not like fully capturing what it is. You know what I mean? Like, he meant it for other people, not for you to be in somebody else's business because they gave you a ticket to do so. You know what I mean? Mm. And just because you got a ticket don't mean you need to go in there. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. That's, you know what I mean? Clap. Like,
yeah. And then also, I am guilty of kind of the same thing that Ari said, where she like, my face might, and then people will invite me in. I do not want invitations no more. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at right now. I don't want to come. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. Like, I'm gonna mind my business for sure. Even though I have an opinion, it might not be time for the opinion, because just me venting it off and getting it off my chest doesn't mean that they're ready to receive it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's also the other part of getting into business. You could be 1,000,000% right. You could be 1,000,000,000% right, but it not be time. And then it might never be time with those people. That idea might be for, or that opinion might be for a whole nother situation, a whole nother group of people. You know what I'm saying? So I think a big part of it is knowing when and how. Because if it's all over your face, you still in the business. You just ain't saying nothing but your face.
Yeah.
I think, what is it, like, nosy. Yes. And like,
I can speak louder than words. Oh.
Yes. No, not yes, but yes, but no, because you might not do something, but 93 or 97% of our communication is nonverbal. So your face speaks louder than your words. The way that your position, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to you in the car, you turn your legs to the side, you know what I'm saying? Because your man got on your nerves. That speaks louder than you just saying what was... But it speaks louder than you just saying whatever it was that was bothering you. You know what I'm saying? So I think we also have to be conscious of the way that we're presenting ourselves without speech.
Yeah, that's something I have to keep working on.
That's hard. That's very hard. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, that's real hard for you.
All right.
No, for real. You show complete disinterest in the conversations.
Sometimes I be looking disinterested, but I be in it.
But that's what I'm saying. When we talk about like facial expression, like that stuff really like, because it makes some, I'll just stop talking. Like you just look like, dang, when's she done? Like, that's what it be.
You look over.
I'm sorry if I make you feel that way. I don't be trying to.
I just call somebody else.
I think now that's a time where you have to know when to get your ticket stamped type of thing, because if I'm like, you want to give me your opinion when I don't want it, but when I want it, you don't want to give it. You know what I'm saying? When I'm actually mm-hmm. looking for you to be active, mm-hmm. you don't want to give it. And I think, yes, you need the wisdom to be like, okay, now's not the time, or I don't want to get involved with that because this. And you, again, that's just wisdom. That's just smart. But there are times when, like, give your friend some advice. You know what I'm saying? They're asking yeah. for it. But you don't ask the girl, sorry to be so, maybe this is just the most solid example that will stick with somebody. If your friend is getting beat on, and every month she comes to you like, what you think? Stop talking to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not yeah. ready. When she's ready, she'll let you know when she's gonna come with a bag. You know what I'm saying? She will come like, I'm going to New Mexico. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's gonna show you that she's ready versus you trying to be like, you stage your interventions and you stage your, you know, that works yeah. for drug addicts, that works for alcohol, you know, for anybody who's struggling with the issue. When they're ready, then they will come to you. And that's knowing when to mind your business, not even how, because yeah. the how is going to be different for situational, but you got to know when and how, you know.
I think something that helps too is something I've been doing lately has been when I do give an opinion or I give like a remark or whatever, I give it all. I'm telling myself, and I don't have to tell them, but I'm telling myself, this is just a suggestion, because once you feel like you tell somebody something and you're like, I just gave them a good business idea. I just gave them a great idea. I just gave them you'll end up becoming irritated and frustrated with the person. And using the example of somebody coming to you, just like if you give off they asked for my advice this one time because it's the first time it happened. Whenever I give it, giving it off as a suggestion will help you be able to not be so irritated and be so quick to either cut people off or be so quick to just get so frustrated. Because I'm one of the people that will get frustrated. I'd be like, what? You keep asking me what you should do with these $5,000, and I done told you, you should put it here, da 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 da, versus when I give it off, and I'm like, I said it in that way, but for myself to not get heated with you for being on that train, you know what I'm saying? I'll say it like a area, it's just a suggestion, and as a suggestion, they're allowed to not take it, because sometimes you think that for me, if I'm telling you something, it's some good stuff. You should take that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I feel. But I had to go through the experience of knowing that this was the thing that was making me upset with people, because I'm like, they're not listening. They don't really care what I got to say, because I had friends that were in situations and like, you coming to me talking about the same dude. And I feel like you should still feel comfortable to come to me and talk about the dude. What happened was I had to change the perspective on how I was taking this information in. Of like, why was I taking it in, embodying you, feeling like he was, you know what I'm saying, talking to me crazy, treating my kids crazy, versus like, this is my friend. Yes, I love you. Yes, I got this close relationship with you. I think you cool people. But I just gave you a suggestion, girl. You can either take it or not.
Yeah, and I feel like I end up taking up on people's burdens. Like when you said the whole, you end up feeling like it's your man, your problem. Mm-hmm. Like I end up taking on people's burdens because I'm so nosy. And I be trying to trick myself and go, I'm not nosy. Like, I don't really care, but I be nosy. And I end up taking on people's problems. I'll end up trying to fix your life. I'll go, well, let me do this. You know, I'll try to fix everybody's life except for mine. So I need to be more nosy with my own life than being nosy with other people's lives. And that's a word for myself. Amen.
Now, is there a difference between nosy and curious?
Ooh.
Yeah, so I would say yeah. Like, curious and, well, I wouldn't know how to explain it, but I can tell you some of my nosy moments. Nosy is, I know the neighbor across the street speak a different language. She got two dogs, and she just had a baby about 6 months ago. Her husband work at AT&T based off the car, and he has these friends. And recently, he's been trying to sell a motorcycle, so sometimes they come over.
I knew the other stuff, but I didn't know that.
But sometimes they
wait. This is a real neighbor.
Yes.
This is a real neighbor.
This is a real neighbor.
I thought she was making this up.
No, this is too detailed for this to be made.
No, they literally live across the street. She was just outside today in her robe. Sometimes she comes out dressed, sometimes she doesn't. But when she comes outside to check the mail, she lets the dogs go. But they don't go walking. They stay kind of in the area. Yeah. And so recently she has started like walking, but she stopped. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You don't be nosy too.
Like, she has stopped. Another thing is, when I lived in my last apartment, the first apartment when I came to Atlanta, like I would
arguing
and be like opening up the screen door and everything, because people used to be arguing like
God, I'm
girl,
like,
we got recordings.
Recordings. Like, they down the hallway. I used to crack my door a little bit, record a little bit.
I have been delivered. Me, but I have been delivered.
Yeah. And then when I was in Philly, I knew everybody's, like, schedule. I knew, like, who was home, why they were home, and, like, what they end up doing. And then over time, I end up learning, like, their names. Like, who is that? Because it'll be certain moments that's like, Maya, can you grab that? And I'm like, that's Maya. Got her. Noted. You know what I'm saying? Her bus comes every day at 3:15, and she's a part of this program or whatever, you know? But she has an older brother who has two kids who they have put in the school system because he don't live over here, but he always picked them up every day. So they have put the parents' address down. But I just learned this from
watching. I feel like that's not, I don't think that's a bad thing, honestly. I think that's a good thing because
if something go down, they gonna need me.
Exactly. Especially since you have Daniel and, you know what I'm saying, just checking for weird. I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing to have. Thank like
you.
That comes
I'm gonna say something. You might I'm gonna say something. You might not like it, okay?
Who?
You gossiping with nobody to tell.
What you mean? You talking
know
to me?
All that, you know, yes, you and her. Yes. Y'all know all the people business. Talking about some if the police come. The police is not coming. You just know all that. That is literally gossip. You just know all that stuff for nothing.
Well, but I think that's where it separates.
It's entertainment for me. It's like, I like to people watch. And my thing is, I'm just like, I literally, it's just like it's what I like to do. Like, I like to people watch and just like, it's just like if I was sitting at a beach or something, I would be observing, like, your husband like is not paying attention.
And your daughter is halfway through.
No. That, I think being somebody who is observational is completely different than somebody who is inhaling gossip, if that's the way to say it. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you can pay attention to things and be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? They have kids across the street. You're being observational. You don't need to know that she got three baby daddies. You don't need to know that. That is not going to help a police investigation.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not nosy then.
So I think that's the separation.
I just observed that.
Yeah, I think that's the separation of nosy.
No, and you, pause. No. Because you're not getting away from this. Because all that stuff is, the police don't need to know that he sometimes sells a motorcycle or is trying to sell. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't.
But what I'm saying is that this is not me. This is not me inquiring about this. This is me looking out the window one day and going,
Because and you're then I just engaging watch in gossip for a little bit.
I think the
No. She needs deliverance right now.
I don't know.
That's what we're doing. It is. Because what outside of you being interested in, I think, and let me just say this, not to target you, but you're making me like think. Because I think that's the difference between being somebody who is curious and being somebody who is in somebody else's business, aka nosy. Because you be interested or in it for entertainment purposes, you need to go watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So you could be in somebody's business that's fake. That's not real. So it's not real gossip. You know what I'm saying? So that's a safe place to be. But when you engage in like real legit gossip, being in somebody else's business just for the sake of being in it, you put yourself in danger, like spiritually.
Wow. I never looked at it like that.
Pablo says it all the time. Pablo says it all the time. He says it like, don't let your ear become a dumpster. Think about it. If you get in somebody trash and you got to move all their water bottles, how can I can't sit in there. So if you want God to speak to you and you got all this stuff in your ear, that's why Papalo says it. It's a dangerous thing. Also, that is like a that is a spirit. You're not concerned about your own life, worried about
this is where the confusion comes in. I'm not
Angel
putting
as
the
an
chair
example.
At the door.
Of course not, but occasionally you kind of lean that way. Yeah, but you don't need to be occasionally looking that way at all. You know
I think
saying?
You should know what your neighbor's up to. You seen Stepfather?
No.
You seen Disturbia?
This stuff, listen, there is Disturbia. there is a part of you that, Shalia you do need to know. Shia LaBeouf. Wow, God bless. Shalia LaBeouf. There is a part of you that needs to know a little bit. But for you to have a full dissertation about them, Miss Girl, you need deliverance. Like, legit.
But all of these things happen
like
within
in
the course
in the
of a day.
When people are arguing, it's not our business.
Okay. I mean,
it still don't mean
it's
you need to know, honey. That's the point.
If I may.
Let me give you my story real quick. Okay. Because I call myself curious, but it just must run in the blood because I'm a little nosy also. And that's the correct word. I'm a little nosy also. But
It's been a minute since I've seen you delivered.
Yes, but the process of deliverance is taking place. If only we at the beginning, but it's taking place, okay? Because I will literally walk away from... Angel, you've seen me do this. Like, if we're in a room with people who are talking, I will get up and just go because we're having a conversation about this for nothing. They're not here. I will literally leave.
Mom calls me Jesus because I disappear in the crowd because I leave.
I'm screaming.
I just slip out.
Yeah, she does that a lot.
What they be saying? And I will play where it's safe.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
But that, because I just think that's it's something in you. So you just like to be like to know things is not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? There's no knowledge that is destructive, but you knowing it and what you do with that knowledge can become destructive. You know what I'm saying? Because just to know things is not bad. You know what I'm saying? You overhear stuff, and not because you're in somebody's business. You just have, but you're working right here. You know what I'm saying? But if you're actively seeking this stuff out, honey, you need deliverance.
So
you sitting at the window?
So I think if you're curious, I think curiosity, you want to learn. Like, you're curious because you want to learn something or you want to give something. So let's use the people with the dog, for example. I'm looking to see, like, oh, you're looking at their schedule, whatever. Because
I'm not looking at their schedule. It's not going down like that.
I'm not saying.
I was trying to see what kind of poodle they had.
It was you're trying to see what kind of poodle they had because you wanted to ask if you could buy their dog, or you wanted to ask, you know, because you wanted to get a dog. So you wanted to ask what kind of dog it was. So you inspecting to see, like, because I want a dog like that. Let me, you know, I'm trying to see. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's where I'm curious to know what kind of dog it is so I can get that dog, you know, because I want a dog like that. Or I'm curious to know, you know, do they go on walks with the dogs because I want to offer my services to go do dog walking. So I feel like that's where curious is, and nosy is you just want to know just because.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's accurate.
It's good to know. This is good. This good conversation, because I'm nosy straight up, but I need to work on that, because I am, because it's like a goal of mine to find out who lives in each house.
Not but in like, nosy why? Goal.
Like, why?
It's like a little game. I play from the houses I can see. I like to know, like, okay, there's a high school student here. This family just moved there. This family just moved there. Right here is this family. He's in kindergarten. There's another sister there. But it's like, it don't take up my brain. Just be one of them, like, wow, I wonder who be living here and what they be doing. Like,
I feel like you have both. Like, you have a curious nature, and you also be like nosy. Like, you also be like, engaging it a little bit, because I'm also the same way. Like, I will know, like, let's say I'm in a couple of programs, I'm like, oh no, this person is this, and I've never met them, but I just pay attention, you know what I mean? Like, that's a different thing. But you just pairing them together. What I would honestly, my solid recommendation is watch fake shows. You want to engage in that, watch real. That stuff is fake. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. I can't get into them that much. Like, I'm into, like, the shows I watch. Like, because there's a show that she's watching. Well, she had mentioned she's watching Selling Ocean.
I was just about to say it. Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset. Show. And I've tried to get into even Love is Blind. I've tried to get into those. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
you need the real stuff.
I don't know how to. It's like it don't get me. Versus, I'll watch a whole career. I'll watch like a whole drama. Like, I'll watch a whole thing. But like with the reality shows, it really just takes me a minute. Like, I'll just be like, oh, I'll get back to it. But then I don't. Like, even when what's that one show I watched? Love is Too Hot to Handle. It was like it was like the very, very first one. I watched like the first ones, and like they was cool. Or even what's that show we was watching, Dana, when we was canceling out the love.
Love Island.
It was a show that we was watching.
I don't think it was Love Island. It was something like that, though.
Yeah, but whatever the show was, like, I can kind of get into that. But after it stopped, like, after we not putting it on TV, and I think I was not only into it, but I think what helped getting into it was watching it with somebody else who we could, like, kind of play off of. Mm-hmm. But after that, I didn't go back for season 2, season 3, or none of those things. I don't know. It's just something like, I want, like, I guess maybe the fake stuff. I want the real stuff. Give me the real life tea. You know what I'm saying? Because I get, why? now, now that I'm thinking about it, OMG. Yes, that makes so much sense. Because think about, I've been telling her about the TikTok stuff. I'm like, girl, did you hear about X, Y, and Z? She's crashing out right now. Like, she's crashing out. And I will watch other people like, videos and dissertations about, wow.
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
Amen. I love that.
Delivery. Revelation.
Yeah, because it's a process.
Yeah, we working on the process of getting down to the deliverance line.
Yeah, because if you've been doing it your whole life, you're surrounded by it.
We all do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've all gone through it. We've all been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just at different stages. Would that lady tell you, Angel? We're just at different stages. You know?
Yeah. Wow. That makes so much sense.
She was telling the truth.
Yeah, but it was just the context.
I was bad, honey.
The context was rude, but yeah. Uh-huh. I said the context was rude.
But it's true for all of it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I was bad. And then, like, it's genetic. I swear it's genetic. Like, you could go up the chart with the tree with this. It's genetic.
Wow, a lot of stuff said to me. Because the other day, mom had said, dang, am I gossiping? You guys said something about a place that was on the news, because it was on the news, public information for everybody. And when she said it, after she said it, we was done. Like, we had just logged off. We like, all right, bye, y'all. Blah, blah, blah. And I go downstairs and I said, what? I said, it blew up. I'm like, what happened? Anybody you knew was in there? And next thing you know, we having a whole time. I'm like, OMG, I remember that place. I used to go there when I was a little kid. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had lost weight there. That was my job. What part had blew up? And like, was it the biggest part? And I was really like, what's it called? Wow. Maybe it's just like a character,
You like to play Sims. Like, you like the fantasy stuff. Cause it's kind of like a fantasy. Cause you,
yeah, so you don't like adult stuff. Like, you don't like adult drama. You like teenage drama.
I really, wow, I do. I do, because if they had like a Real Housewives of Alabama High, I would be up in there.
Not your housewives in high school.
Like, I like that type of stuff. Even when we was watching like that YouTube house series, mm-hmm. and it was like, it was just more.
Lowered it just a little bit.
Oh, it's too loud?
Yeah, you were in the red. So, you know, just a little bit tiny, but it is.
But even with.
Please tell your story. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was gonna say. I can't hear my voice be loud. But I forgot what I was gonna say. What I was saying, Alabama High. I just love good drama in the teens. Like 13 Reasons Why.
You like Heart of Dixie. You like
Yeah,
like you like shows like you liked One Tree Hill, you like you know what I'm saying? Like you like that's okay. Just engage in places that are safe for you to engage in. Like, you don't need to know the real people's drama, but you know when Nathan Haley is doing is not, you know what I'm saying? That ain't gonna hurt you. It's a show.
Yeah. Dang. Wow. Then TikTok got me bad. I know exactly what's going on. I'm like, oh my God, who beefing with Mecca? Like, what she did? And then when I'm talking about it, I'm like, girl, did you see? Wow, that's crazy. Oh my gosh, I might need to paint or something to get some puzzles.
This is like legit, like what I did. Like, I like legit was like, okay, I noticed this habit. I noticed it. Shut up. But it was like, I noticed this habit. And of course you slip, you know what I'm saying? So don't be mad. Like, cause sometimes you don't realize that it's that, you know what I'm saying? But once you do realize it, or you realize that this is a person that you continually engage in this type of conversations with, just limit those conversations. I don't mean cut that person off. Cause again, different stages, you just happen to realize that thing about yourself. So now you just know I need to stop engaging in that. And I'll tell you right now, once I was delivered from that, my prayer life got better. This got better, that got better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because there's no blockage anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, because it's only
you could
like
be around
you.
That person. Yes, but if you can't, exactly. If you used to drink and it was an alcoholic, don't go hang around with other alcoholics. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they still drinking. It's going to be easy for you to fall.
Yeah, this is going to be, keep me in prayer.
If you ate, of course, honey. But if you're hanging out with people who have been delivered and are in AA, that's different. That's why you have sponsors, because their experience is what will keep you. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, okay. This is a story I wanted to tell, because I have some of the programs that I'm in. I have an eye for like order, and mm-hmm. if things are out of order, I take it like it bothers me. It irritates me. So my question based off of that is, how do you know if this is going to be like this topic or this thing is going to be your business in the future, which is why it's irritating you now? Does that make sense?
I think it has to do with knowing your purpose. So how do you know?
Okay, let me say it like this. If you're bothered by the way that things are being run, does that mean that leadership is in your future? You see what I'm saying? As a random example, you know what I'm saying? Or if you like, this school program is not right, and then you will start a daycare. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So what's the question?
How do you know if you're engaging with somebody else's business just to be engaged with the business? Like, mm-hmm. oh, if I had, I wouldn't run it like that. Versus you're learning right now for your future.
It's even in what you just said. Mm. Oh, with your words. Oh, I wouldn't have did it like that. Instead of going, oh, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have did it like that, you would have said, oh, let me start. I feel like I should start a daycare. You know,
like there's a change that's needed.
Yeah, you're looking for change versus looking just to gossip and to be jealous. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like
so it's intention.
Intention. And then also, I feel like part of like understanding a bit of understanding your purpose too, because let's say, you know, in the past you grew up in daycares and you was getting beaten daycares. I don't know why it's so extreme, but you was getting beaten daycares or whatever. But I don't know.
Jesus.
But and you grow up and then you see the same thing happening. You're like, yeah, this can't keep happening. Like, let me start one. Right. I feel like it's part mm-hmm. of like you just knowing your purpose
to enact mm-hmm. change.
Yeah, that's good. I'm gonna go with that answer because I can't say no fancy other words after that.
Okay, now I think I might need help. So let me ask this. I have a friend, and when we talk, I ask questions, one that I already know the answer to, but mm-hmm. from my perspective, I just want to see your thought process. Like, I want to see how you got to, you know, like show your work on a math question. Mm-hmm. I just be curious because. For me, this is my explanation. This is a genuine thing. It helps me to deal with you come future. You know what I mean? Because I know how you think a little bit. Is that borderline nosy, or is this curiosity? Like, which, like, does it lean more one way? Or
I don't think that got anything to do with nosy. I think that's you being proactive and you gauging how to handle somebody. Asking somebody like, hey, like, I did this, and you already know like how you're gonna do it. And then they say, "Well, yeah, I probably would have like talked to the manager." Da da da. You'd have been like, okay." So now you're one of those people that would go to, you know, it's a way of observing. You have to observe people to know how to handle them, to know what they can handle. Even just down to watching somebody and paying attention to their social cues, paying attention to how they may blink at certain stuff, how their nose may twitch up. It's like it's you observing, because then you'll notice like okay. Now, in the future references, you're stopping the conversation like, okay, something just irritated you. What was it? Mm-hmm. You're like, what you mean? Like, your nose just twitched up. Your whole body language just changed. Your face just clocked out. What was it? I don't feel like it has anything to do with nosy or curiosity. I think it's just somebody that's, like, trying to be proactive in conversation and trying to observe the person so that way they can properly properly have a conversation with them. Because once you see these things with people and you start observing these things with people, you start understanding certain things that you can either bring to them and certain things that you can't bring to them. And even like you said earlier, how to bring it to them, how to get them to start, you know, thinking. And when you see how they think, you won't be so surprised on when they may do certain stuff. Like a lot of this stuff helps in the future, because you'll be like, no, she's really not trying to be smart. Like, I've learned, like, this is how she talks to everybody, because she thinks that she thinks in this way, so she thinks everybody else thinks in this way. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's proactivity. Mm-hmm. I think you're just being a good citizen and just trying to figure out, okay, like, I have to observe you to figure out how you're doing stuff. And people get upset, and I feel like people could get upset of the, what did they say? of the you already know the answer, and it's just like a, yeah, I know the answer, but I came to 2+2 from taking my blocks because I was taught of the blocks. You do 2x2 by doing this box method I've never seen before. You mm-hmm. either help me get me hip to something. So now when we go into Family Feud together, I know it's going to take you an extra 5 minutes because you've been taught to do it with this box. And now I'm not irritated because I'm like, put the two sticks together. So I think it's just one of those things that will help you be able to handle people better when you are observing these type of things. And when you're getting their perspective on how they view things, it helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think that was very helpful for me to understand you better, Dana, because I think sometimes when you do it, like I understand it now that we just had this conversation, but I think sometimes when you do it, you know, I'm a bit emotional. So I kind of take it personally and I go like, well, dang, you're trying to make me feel dumb, you know, but it's, well, I know you don't intentionally try to hurt me, but it, you know, me being a little feely, if I feel that way, but understanding that better now makes me go, oh, that makes sense, you know?
So. Yeah. Well, I got something
for
y'all. I
call it holistic thinking.
Holistic thinking. Okay. Mm-hmm. Holistic
I can approach thinking it like holy, you know.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. I got something for y'all because we're talking about minding our own business and everything is always in time, in tune, and how it needs to be. Mm-hmm. So I got a mocha letter. Let's find out what's going on. Hey, so in this mocha letter today, oh Lord. Let's see. I got to get back to it because now they done took me off of it. Let me see. So, Okay. It's been a tough year. All right. So, it's been a tough year. Still waiting on my last year's tax return. And we did our best as a family to keep up with everything, but we're about 3 months behind on our rent. So, it's time to take off of work. And we've gotten COVID multiple times. And the kids have been sent home from school and mandatory for their own quarantine just to not spread any sickness. We've applied for rental assistance and we've been reviewed. We've been denied. We've called the IRS. We've done everything that we need to do, but they've continued to push back this process. And so, I have a thin credit file, so it's hard to be qualified for a lot of things that I can't. I've tried everything I can think of. So I finally went to my dad and I asked him for a loan. He couldn't do it. No problem. I would get it figured out. I explained our situation to him and everything like that. And so my stepdad tells his fiance, and his fiance decides to seek me out on Facebook, which we're not friends on, and to tell me what a piece of garbage I am for not being considerate of my dad and his own financial strains and financial responsibilities, and that I need to leave my dad alone, and that me and my kids deserve to be out on the street because we were irresponsible with our money, and that we should have just did better planning, and we should have been spending time with him and just doing all of these things, and how rude it was to even ask for money. And so I replied, thanks for the concern. Please mind your own business. Thanks, by the way, Karen. We're just going to call her Karen, she says. Did you ever pay back that loan that he gave you to go back to school? Ooh. And thanks or for the down payment and closing of the house that you are nicely living in? Ooh. Okay. Or did you pay that back? Yeah, I don't think so. But worry about you, boo. Toodles. It would be one thing if I asked for money all the time or if I owed him money and wasn't paying him back. I don't. I've always tried to be independent and responsible. This is legit just a horrible circumstance that we're in and bad timing in our life. So, no, please stay out of my life. Please stay out of my business, Karen. Please stay out of my mouth, and I will pay my dad back like a responsible human and take care of our own kids. Worry about your own debt before you attack me asking me for any type of favors in the future. And so I say this to say she was not minding her business at all. I don't think the dad was allowed to talk about a finance situation with his fiance because it would affect them rather if it was a big loan, a little loan, 3 months behind, however much you may have asked for. And I feel like in that piece, She should have stayed in her place. It wasn't your place to come in and say the things that, if, because it can come off and bring confusion as, is this what my dad was feeling? And then you're saying it for him. And now you've created this drift and this draft because, no, you wanted to go to Spain. You wanted to do whatever. So I think it's just like, no, ma'am, you were not minding your own business. Stay in your own lane. Fiance, not fiance. If somebody comes specifically to that person, let them handle that and keep it moving, keep it pushing, boo. Be so for real. Mind your business and be kind. It had nothing to do with you. Okay? But she did read you clear as a book, loud as day. All right? Pay back that loan. How about that?
That's crazy right there. That's real crazy.
Yeah. Ooh-wee. Mm. Yeah, shout.
Mm-mm-mm. Quick comment. First of all, as somebody who has had moments where they had to borrow money, I feel like it's very like, I feel like that's something that you just don't bring up. Mm-hmm. You just don't go throwing people into people's faces like, oh, you know, you owe this person money. I feel like that's so wrong, especially if you know the person. But I feel like that one had like a bigger backstory to it.
Yeah, the fiance and the mom and the daughter can't. There has to be some type of beef.
So that
I just stole my mom's spot. No, your daddy was a cheater.
So that leads into tips from an angel. All right. My tip today is be considerate of other people's feelings and don't throw stuff in their face, okay? If you know something that you either shouldn't know or that was told to you in confidence, don't go back and throw it in their face or tell other people. If you have a friend or a family or whatever, and they came to you and said, hey, you know, I need this, or hey, you know, this is going on, don't go and take that information and spread it around the country. You're gossiping. It's wild. And first of all, it's ignorant. Especially if it's somebody you're close to, it's your friend, your sister, your cousin, your auntie, your uncle. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So mind your business and be considerate of who you telling. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Be real. Be so for real.
Always be for real, but always also be easy. So it's time for Speak Easy. I'm getting pretty good at these segues. You know?
Yeah, they come in anyway, like, smooth.
Right? Okay. First, in terms of money, I feel like if I'm called to be a lender and not a borrower, I should never have a problem with somebody borrowing. You know what I mean? That's just me fulfilling destiny. That's just me having enough to give to people. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to people asking, and honestly, when you loan somebody, they needed it. So how are you expecting them to give it back if they needed it?
Did you see my Zelle?
They're in need. You know what I'm saying? So then also, it says, let he who was without sin cast the first stone, honey. You cannot,
Stop patting you. I'm so tired.
Yeah, next time mute yourself.
Next time mute yourself.
You good talking. Though? You good? You okay? You all right? Okay. But anyway, let he who's without sin cast the first stone, honey. You cannot be throwing stones and you living in a glass house, honey. That first floor is coming down. That second floor is tumbling, honey. You ain't got no balcony because you throwing stones. You know what I'm saying? So how you go judge your friend and you also took a loan from the same person? That makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah. Y'all, be smart, be wise. But always be so for
be
real.
Be so for real.
Be so for real.
Be so for real.
Do that, don't. Yeah.
See y'all Monday for our next live session. We're so excited to see all your questions, all your concerns, all your testimonies, all your et cetera, et cetera. So tune in live for Monday's live sessions with Be So For Real.
We'll see y'all there. Signing out.
See you later, Don.
Peace.